Good morning. Welcome to Trust the Bible, growing your confidence that the Bible is true and the ultimate resource for life. I'm Pastor David. We're talking about the song, Jesus Loves Me, This I Know, For the Bible Tells Me So. And the question I've raised this morning is, how is it that we know Jesus loves us? How is it not just that Jesus loves us, but we know that he died for our sins, that he rose from the dead, that he has provided a way of salvation, that he has a plan and purpose for our life, that he doesn't want us to be in misery and to be trapped in sin and to be trapped under the weight of all the pains of life, that he wants to give us hope and give us eternal life and give us peace. Well, those things we know, I do believe, because the Bible tells us so. And that has increasingly come under question. Even in the church, I've talked about that people are saying, you know, you don't need the Bible. That isn't the basis of our faith. That isn't how we know what God's love is like. No, it is rather simply the historical facts of Christianity, that Jesus died and that he rose from the dead, and we know this from history, and therefore, you don't need the Bible. The Bible has a lot of hard things to believe. The Bible has a lot of stories that maybe they didn't happen, maybe they did, but, you know, that's not what we need to believe to know Jesus and to follow Jesus. And I want to tell you this week, I don't think that is true at all. I think the Bible is a wonderful gift from God. It is how he reveals himself to us, and we absolutely need it to guide us to the hope that God wants to give us. So we're going through some examples of this. Let me give you a few more today of how the apostles, how the first preachers of the gospel presented the message. They always grounded it in Scripture. So for instance, we read in Acts 17, verse 11, that the Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians. Now, what's going on here is Luke is telling us a story about the Apostle Paul, and he went and he preached to the Thessalonians, the people that lived in the city of Thessalonica. He preached the gospel to them. He preached that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, the promised one who died and rose from the dead and offers salvation. He preached this, and most of them rejected it. And so then he goes to the next small town over, Berea, and we read this report. The Bereans were of more noble character than the Thessalonians. Now, why were the Bereans better, if you will, more noble character than the Thessalonians? Here's what the book of Acts records. Acts 17:11, it says, "For they received the message with great eagerness." So that's one thing to their credit. They heard the message, they received it with great eagerness, and examined the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. So what is the real authority behind the message? It is the scriptures. In other words, they did not believe because Paul said so. They didn't believe because Paul cited lots of historical evidence for the resurrection. They believed because, well, they heard about the resurrection and all this exciting reports that Paul gave, and then they searched the scriptures to see if the things were true. The authority in the life of a believer is the Bible. The scriptures are the authority over our life. How do we know if something is true? Jesus taught us, we saw this the last few days, Jesus taught us, and the first preachers of the gospel taught us to go to the Bible and examine it, and it will show you what is true, what is not true, and this is consistently taught in the scriptures. This is why Paul wrote that I passed on to you what I received as of first importance, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures. The apostles knew that what they were preaching was always explaining what the scriptures already taught. So we know Jesus loves us, yes, because the Bible tells us so. Paul does this also. He's preaching the gospel to a king, King Agrippa, while he's in prison. And King Agrippa is overseeing the trial, or is someone who is helping with the trial of Paul. And Paul gives the gospel, and he says, "King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets?" I know you do. And that's a reference to the Old Testament scriptures. And so for Paul, it's a matter of if you believe the Old Testament, you're going to believe Jesus. That is the basis of our faith. We read in Acts 28:23 that Paul met with the Romans who had not yet heard the gospel when he got to Rome. And they came in larger numbers to the place where he was staying. Acts 28:23 says, "From morning till evening he explained and declared to them the kingdom of God and tried to convince them about Jesus from the law of Moses and from the prophets." So how does he convince them about Jesus? He tries to convince them from the law and the prophets, from the Bible, in other words. That was, they didn't have the word Bible then, but they would refer to the biblical writings as the law of Moses and the prophets, or simply the law and the prophets. So this was the basis of our faith. So now, do we know that Jesus rose from the dead as a historical fact? Yes, we know that as a matter of history. And that is one of those facts, as we study the history, that can drive our curiosity, and should, to know, well, what does God say about these events? You see, just knowing that Jesus died and rose from the dead doesn't lead you in any way to know what those events mean, that Jesus died for your sin, that Jesus offers you forgiveness on the basis of his death and resurrection. For those things, we need the scriptures, not a church. A church could tell you, well, the reason Christ died is for your sin. But how do you know if they are right or not? How do you know if it is true or not? This is why God provides us with the Bible. It is his revelation of himself, explaining what he's doing in history, calling on you to receive his gift of eternal life and believe in him. So everything we do as Christians is grounded in the Bible. Jesus says, "Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest." Jesus says, "Take up your cross daily and follow me." How is it that we follow Jesus? We have to know what he taught. We have to know what he's calling us to do. We have to know what he says it means to be a Christian. Where do we find that? We find that in the Bible. We can't trust in just what someone says about Jesus, even a church. We need the Bible to say, okay, yes, this church is telling me the truth because the Bible says so. That's why the Bible praises these Bereans, for they examine the scriptures every day to see if what Paul said was true. As a pastor, as a host of this radio program, I don't want you to believe things I say just based on the fact that I say them. No, I want you to examine the scriptures to see if these things are so. And God has designed the scriptures in such a way that as you study them, as you seek truth from them, he will answer that quest. He will answer your hunger for truth, and he will answer your questions, and he will show you that his word is truth. Well, tomorrow we're going to look at how Peter uses the Bible in his teachings to validate the truth of the gospel, and see some other reasons why the scriptures must be foundational and so important in the life of every believer. So we'll do that tomorrow. Let me say, if you want to get some links to the issues I'm addressing here, what other pastors are saying about this, and leave any comments, get involved in this discussion, you can do that on the Facebook page, Trust the Bible. It's really easy to find. Just search for Trust the Bible there and be happy to get some interaction with you. Also, I want to remind you about summer camp. Camp Impact is coming. I really want to see a bunch of kids come, have fun, learn, be prepared for success in the coming school year, but also learn how God can guide them to true success in life. And we'll be doing that starting June 19th. It's just $20 for the whole summer. And we'd love to have your kids. The number to call to learn about that is 943-8237. Until next time, remember, you can trust the Bible.